My first guest in this edition is retired Air Force General Tom McInerney. He's also a Fox News military analyst, and he's the author most recently of Baghdad Ablaze. We want to get his thoughts on a couple of major developments Thursday in the war on terror, as another federal court orders that prisoners being held at Guantanamo Bay be released, as well as new reports suggest Iran moving forward with its nuclear program, and that Syria certainly had those intentions before its site was attacked by Israel in the fall of 2007. And General, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
We're hearing a report today that the International Atomic Energy Agency believes Iran has enough nuclear material to put together a bomb the size of the one the United States dropped on Nagasaki, the second atomic bomb, of course, used in World War II. They say it's not to that point yet, but they've got that much material. It just needs to be further enriched. What does that tell you about how far along they are in this process?
Well, it tells me that I'm very worried that they're going to be developing this very quickly, and that we as Americans have to be very fearful of what they're going to do. The question is if they test that weapon, or if in fact they continue to build multiple weapons without testing them based on the technology that has been provided to them and what they have learned. Very worrisome, though, because that's the threat that concerns me the most, of those weapons can end up in the United States.
What do we know for sure, General, about who's supplying them with the know-how to do this? We know that Russia is supplying a lot of the materials to build the facilities themselves, but in terms of the technology to do all this, where are they getting the help from?
Well, they got it from AQ Khan, so they've got the Pakistan technology. You're absolutely right. The Russians are helping to build the facilities, but we also think that they're rogue Russian scientists that are helping them in the development area that are in a covert way, but they're paying them off very well. And so China is also giving them aid and assistance, as well as North Korea. So the combination of the four nations make it very worrisome that they are onto the technology to solve this problem, and that we should be very worried in the West.
The million-dollar question, as long as we've known about these ambitions, has been how close are they to having a deployable weapon? Is there any good way of gauging that at this point?
I don't think there is. We don't have the intelligence that'll give us that, in my opinion. But I certainly have said that within 1 year we should plan on them having that capability and the weaponization. Now, when I say weaponization, I'm not talking about it coming off a Shahab 3 or Shahab 5 missile. I'm talking about it showing up in a Ryder truck disguised as a refrigerator or a vending machine. And so that doesn't require nearly the sophistication that other people are talking about, like putting it on top of a missile or on board a bomber.
So for those who are content by the fact that they haven't developed the missile technology to make this a more lethal threat, that doesn't give you any more security about where they're headed with this?
No, because I don't think there'll be any fingerprints from Iran. It will be given to terrorists covertly. The terrorists will take credit for it. Osama bin Laden will take credit for it. And of course, where is Osama bin Laden? And so that's the danger. Iran will deny anything that they had anything to do with it. And so that is the worrisome problem as I see it.
We're talking with retired Air Force General Tom McInerney. And, General, we're also learning today that there's more knowledge available about the site that the Israelis attacked in September of 2007, that it may have, in fact, been a secret nuclear reactor. We know that there had been some collaboration between the Syrians and the North Koreans. Now, the more information we learn suggests that the Israelis were probably right about this. What does it tell us about the Syrian regime and the fact that we may have had two hostile regimes in search of nuclear weapons, and that still may be the case?
That's another great question, Greg. What it tells us is specifically that these two radical Islamist states are trying to develop nuclear weapons. They, in this particular case, the technology came from North Korea. Syria and Iran have a very tight military alliance Syria is supporting the Hezbollah penetrations into Lebanon. And so we should all understand that these are multiple dots around weapons of mass destruction, in this particular case, nuclear weapons, and two very dangerous adversaries in the region that are supporting terrorism. That's what makes it a very worrisome thing, and we should not be in denial.
General, I know you have many friends around the world, especially in the military community. We've obviously seen that Israel's willing to take steps when it perceives a threat in its neighborhood, as it did with Syria just last year. Given the situation in Iran, what do you expect the Israeli posture to be in terms of a possible strike?
Well, I'm not optimistic that they're going to do anything. And, of course, once President-elect Obama gets in, he's really going to put handcuffs on them. And the other thing is I'm not sure what they can do to penetrate the deep bunkers that the Iranians have at Natanz, where it's 50 feet of reinforced concrete. And so that's a very hard target. I don't think they have the technology that could penetrate that. And so that's the worrisome thing on what they, in fact, could do militarily. The United States and Israel have been very reluctant to want to help the indigenous forces in Iran that want to get rid of the mullahs. So I'm very, very pessimistic on the future of what's going on over there.
General, there's obviously been a concerted diplomatic effort. We know about the permanent five plus Germany in terms of the Security Council trying to negotiate with Iran to stop pursuit of nuclear weapons. Iran, of course, claims that they're not even pursuing nuclear weapons. What do you believe has been the problem with the diplomatic effort so far? And is there anything that the Iranians would actually be receptive to on the diplomatic front?
Well, let me answer the second part because it will answer the first part. There is no way that the Iranians are going to negotiate away their ability to get nuclear weapons. And so no matter what anybody wants to say, that's not possible. And to make this even more difficult for us, Greg, is that Russia and China are inhibiting any economic sanctions that have real teeth in it that could force them to do that. So anyone who thinks that Iran is going to negotiate this away is living in a world that believes in the tooth fairy. It's very unfortunate. Negotiations are not going to work.
We have a couple minutes left in our conversation with retired Air Force General Tom McInerney, who is also a Fox News military analyst. And General, I'm sure you've also seen today that for the second time, a federal court has ordered that people that we have detained at Guantanamo Bay be released. And actually, the language is forthwith, which means immediately. And it's this judge is not even encouraging the government to appeal the decision. This is all also, of course, on the heels of the Supreme Court ruling not long ago that suggested that these detainees have the right to have their status challenged in federal court. What do you make of what we're seeing on that front?
Well, we're seeing the potential of a disaster, and I hope that the government continues to appeal this right on the way back up to the Supreme Court. This would be ridiculous to let these people go. That's the fallacy, frankly, of the Supreme Court decision that would put it back in to the courts in the United States. This is the most unbelievable decision, and we're going to rue the day that we made this decision, and I can just only say that these kind of decisions on people that are not aware of what the terrorism and what these terrorists are doing is going to be very dangerous to the American public.
As a retired general, sir, and what is your opinion of having civilian courts making decisions on any of this sort of thing?
I do not think that civilian courts have any position to be in making these decisions. They do not know what the classified information is that we have on them, at least that, because then the defending attorneys turn it over to the terrorists, and they should not even be in this space. And that's why I am deeply troubled by the decision by the Supreme Court.
last 30 seconds, we know that President-elect Obama, as would have John McCain, is pursuing the complete closure of Guantanamo. If, in fact, that happens, what do you expect the fallout to be?
First of all, he's got to put them somewhere. They're talking about putting them in South Carolina, in Charleston, in the brig there. There are other places they could do it. That is just going to compound his problems. And if he doesn't already have enough problems with this economy and with his particular position on taxes, he's going to have more. So I think he is trying to appease the very far left-wing part of his constituency, although you could say John McCain was going to do the same thing. All that is going to do is bring more trouble for the United States.
General, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired Air Force General Tom McInerney. He is also a Fox News military analyst. The most recent book is Baghdad Ablaze. This is Dateline Washington.